Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
We love being your cheerleaders. We love celebrating what's going on in your life. You can always call us 713-881-5500. Tell us what your name is, where you're calling from, and the good news you're celebrating, and we'll give you an amen. And in the meantime this morning, I have an amen story for you. And the reason I made this an amen is because everybody's okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Everybody's good. Yes. Everybody's good. Just know that as we go through this whole thing.
Oh, boy.
This amen story is about a lady by the name of Heather Scatz. She's 33 years old, and she went out for some afternoon errands in her car. She took along her five other children. She took along her five children with her in the car. She said, oh, by the way, I just happened to be expecting, and I'd been having light contractions before we left the house.
Oh, God, I'm already having anxiety, yeah. George.
But I figured I had time to run an errand. She said her due date was 3 weeks away, and she'd been in labor for hours with her other children. So she took the kids. She went out to run some errands. She said that's when she realized that her contractions were intensifying.
Oh, no.
And started coming very close together. She started driving faster and faster and hoped that she could get home, but it quickly became clear that she wasn't going to have enough time. So this lady, Heather, with five kids in the car, all under the age of seven, by the way.
Oh, God bless America.
Pulled over, got out of the car. She said, I told the kids, everything's fine. Mom's going to be just fine. She sat down in a squat position on the ground,
George,
when her water broke. She said, I put my hand down there and...
George! Oh,
baby came out.
Oh, no.
She was on the phone with her husband, Nick. And she said, I called him and said, honey, I'm in labor. And 20 seconds later, I was like, hey, he's here.
Whoa.
She said she had no idea. It was the easiest birth she's ever given. Baby and mama are just... fine.
Can we get this lady a hobby, please, God?
And now there's eight people with the last name Scat.
Stop.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, everybody's fine. Can I get an amen for this story?
Amen.
Wake up with feel-good moments on the Morning Bullpen. Can I get an amen?
Amen for that.
6:10 and 8:10 every weekday morning on 100.3 The Bull. 100.3 The Bull. You see the drama on Facebook. You send it to us and we act it out. It's time for another Facebook fight.
All right, guys. Candace wrote in and said, y'all are famous on our South Houston Facebook page. So I guess we'll make it a Facebook fight today.
Dante, are there any 24-hour grocery stores in South Houston? I work nights and don't get home till real late, and it makes shopping a pain.
Grayson, nope. Didn't you know that COVID only comes out from 11 p.m. till 7 a.m., and that's why all the stores closed overnight? LOL.
Marcus. No, it's business as usual. It's like the fast food places that still have their lobbies closed because of COVID. Really, they found out that they can cut those costs, and it doesn't really hurt their bottom line profit.
Actually, a big part of it for stores was crime. Walmart admitted that since they closed their 24-hour stores, money lost to theft has plummeted.
Well, that's funny because I steal just as much before 11 p.m. that I used to steal after.
after 11 p.m.
Har, har, har.
I'm just looking to grocery shop, not start a Facebook fight for the bull to use.
Oh! Shout out!
We're going to be on the radio?
Ted, maybe they can use it as their amen of the day. I used to steal mascara and batteries at 3 a.m. at Walmart, but since they closed, I had to go back to school, get my GED and PhD, and now I work for NASA. Amen.
What an inspiration. Amen.
Do you have a GoFundMe? I'd love to donate some batteries and mascara to you.
Okay, I think I'll just order my groceries on Amazon like Mo does. Wow.
That's the people that listen to the show.
Thank you, South Houston.
Thank you so much, Candace, for sending that one in. South Houston, shout out.
Facebook fights.
Getting ready for Memorial Day here on the Morning Bullpen. Talking of food, something you can chew on here on the Morning Bullpen. What should we be on the lookout for, Mo, for this weekend?
Oreo Ritz.
Oreo Ritz.
It's only available for a limited time. Part cracker, part cookie. Okay, so it's got the Ritz cracker with a layer of peanut butter. Okay. Touching the layer of peanut butter is the layer of the Oreo cream filling. And then an Oreo cookie. What is wrong with people?
Wait. I'm thinking it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm a sweet, salty kind of mixed guy. I might try this.
Now I'm looking at the picture now. Never mind. I've changed my mind. It sounded good in my brain, but when you see it all together, they just don't work.
If anybody gets this weekend, call us after the holiday and let us know what you thought about it. Also on something you can chew on this morning.
All right. Do you want all of your food to taste like beer? Yes. Thank you.
What?
Miller Lite has invented a beer-infused charcoal, and they're calling it, guess what?
What?
Beer coal.
Beer
bowl. Yeah, really creative, right?
It's
about
say.
$12 a bag, and every single briquette is concentrated with Miller Lite in the actual brick of charcoal.
What would that do, though?
Well, they say it's supposed to give whatever you grill a slight beer taste. And food is safe for all ages.
It sounds like a way to charge more for charcoal, is what it sounds like to me. By the way, if you are going to be using that charcoal this weekend, though,
I'm going to need to see some ID.
Right. Do they card you? But if you're doing burgers or whatever, Guy Fieri had a thing yesterday he released and said, this weekend, this Memorial Day, if you're going to be grilling burgers, do not smash them with the spatula. I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
No.
I do
the juices come out.
But that's how you see if it's done on the inside.
I just bite it.
I like your style.
Yeah.
That's what he said, though. He was like, do not squeeze it with the spatula. So, but I mean, Texans know that, right? Not to do that?
Yeah, they just barely heat it anyway.
And I was going to say, that's the other thing I've discovered down here. It is something you can chew on as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. And coming up next, Eric with a K. He's going to do our 10-minute tune. What should he sing about going into the holiday weekend? 713-881-5500. You call us now on the Morning Bullpen. The 10-minute tune. You know how it works. You suggest the topic. Eric has to write and perform a song within 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show. 713-881-5500. You can call and tell us what you think we should sing about. Or you can text in to the text line, Mo.
I don't know. I don't feel like we can take anyone on the text line because everyone's already turned up and ready for the holiday weekend.
Getting out of town.
Eric, you think you could do a song about red, white, and blue Jello shots?
I mean, maybe if you give me a couple.
How about floating the river?
Oh, I bet that will be,
You haven't done it yet before, so I don't know if you're prepared for a full song.
Yeah, maybe not.
Let's go to the phone, 713-881-5500. You tell us what Eric should sing about.
Haley's on the phone in Houston. Haley, what do you think Eric should sing about for this morning's 10-minute tune?
Well, so I met this guy who won't date me because I'm from out of town.
Wait
a minute. Out of town or out of state?
Out of state.
Okay.
Yeah. How far out of state, Haley? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, that's an interesting one. So he won't date you because you're not a Texan.
Yeah, I want to hear a tune about it.
And that means, you know, their children would only be part Texan. So it's really something he has to think about.
All right, I think I could do that.
All right, Texans who won't date non-Texans. That's a good one. Haley, thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, welcome to town.
Thank you.
Also, I feel your pain. There's a good one out there, I promise.
For sure.
I think you could see that from both sides, since you're kind of new to town here, right?
Right.
But Texans who won't date out-of-state people.
Oh, I've heard it all.
All right, let's see if we can do that one. Eric's 10-minute tune coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. It's our 10-minute tune. You suggest the topic. Eric has to write and perform a song within 10 minutes. And Haley had this suggestion earlier.
Well, so I met this guy who won't date me because I'm from out of town.
Okay, actually, she's from out of state.
That was, that's
the big part there. I think that was it. But we had Eric write a song about Texans who won't date people that aren't Texans.
I mean,
how'd it go?
I think I've heard it all since moving here. All the things that people don't like about people from out of state. So I put it all in one song for all those folks.
Okay, all right. Here is our song today, our 10-minute tune on the Morning Bullpen.
Yo, I met a girl at the bar with her friends. They were wearing shiny rhinestone boots and hats. I asked her name, she said Haley Hawkins. She was beautiful and me and Haley got to talking. Everything was going really great and all, until she said you guys instead of y'all. I could tell that there was more, something else was up. She told me she liked beans in a chili cup. And then she asked me, who's this dude, George Strait? Well, that's when my heart started to break. When she said barbecue is just okay, I could tell that she was from out of state. You got what I need. But I can tell you're not Texan. I can tell you're not Texan. Oh, baby, you.
Wow.
You got what I need. But I can tell you're not Texan. I can tell you're not Texan.
That one hurt.
That's the worst one you've ever done.
It's supposed to be sung badly. It's supposed to be sung badly.
Sure, Eric.
If you've heard the original, yes? You know it's terribly sung.
Sure, Eric. The phone lines are already lighting up. That's how bad it was. 713-881-5500. Danielle in Lake Houston, what'd you think of the 10-minute tune today?
Oh, my God. I loved it. It's so catchy. And that one part where he was like, oh, she thinks barbecue's all right. Or like, okay. I was like, I love barbecue. That's how you can tell if somebody's texting or not, though. He's got right on the nail.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
Jordan's on the phone in Crosby. What'd you think of the 10-minute tune today, man?
Okay, I feel like I could definitely vibe with that, not being from Texas.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I was at a date with this girl, and we were out to eat at dinner. And I'm a big barbecue sauce fan, so I love anything barbecue. And she told me she does not eat barbecue at all. She doesn't even consider it real food. And it really was just a big turnoff for me.
We need to hook Jordan up with Danielle in Lake Houston.
No!
Yeah, match made now. You fix them all up there. All right, man, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. It's our 10-minute tune. We love it when you call and give us some feedback here on the Morning Bullpen. It's Fiesta Friday on the Artist Hotline.
Hey, good morning.
Is this Thomas Rhett?
This is he. How are y'all?
Hey, Thomas, yay! Welcome into the Morning Bullpen. How are you, brother?
Thank y'all so much for having me this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to y'all.
Thomas is near the top of the charts here with his song Slow Down Summer. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the tour, but that song, we were just talking in the studio. You have to be living that every day with all those beautiful girls you have in your house just going, slow down, hang on.
Yeah, it's a real thing, man. Like, I look at my oldest child, Willa Gray, and I'm just like, how in the world are you six already? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, I've heard the phrase so many times, like, when you're young, life moves really slow, and when you get older, it just moves a whole lot quicker. And I'm feeling that now, like, for real. Like, as a 32-year-old man, I feel like life is moving quicker than it ever has.
It gets quicker. Let me just warn you, okay? All right. We're talking with Thomas Rhett this morning.
Yeah, and we're going to kind of mess with you today. I hope you're ready for that.
I need it, yeah.
Okay. Good. We're excited for Bring the Bar to You tour, but we noticed that, you know, Parker McCollum's on there.
Yeah.
But you're not coming to Texas, Thomas Rhett.
Ooh. What? Oh, man. I think Parker should probably play Texas on his own. He just...
I don't know if Texas can handle both of y'all at once.
They can't. Like, I mean, if we were to play together, I would need to open for Parker McCollum and Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, last time you were here in the Woodlands and you popped out of the stage at the beginning of it. Man, you owned that place, so I think you'd be fine. Hey, I got a quick question. Can you hang on with us for just a second? Because when we come back here on the Morning Bullpen, we're going to play what, Eric?
It's called Did Daddy Doodle That Diddy or Didn't He Doodle That?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Here for it. We warned you.
All about how well you know the songs that your dad wrote.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll play it with Thomas Rhett next year on the Morning Bullpen. Thomas Rhett, he hung on for some reason, even though I thought he was going to hang up on when Eric said we were going to play what, Eric?
The game is called Did Daddy Doodle That Diddy or Didn't He Doodle That?
All right, explain to Thomas Thomas Rhett what this is all about.
All right, your dad, Rhett Atkins, has written so many songs for popular artists, Parker McCollum in the last break. So the question is, To Be Loved By You by Parker McCollum. Did Daddy doodle that diddy or didn't he doodle that?
Daddy doodled that diddy.
Oh my gosh. I was like, no way he's going to play along.
I just became the biggest fan ever.
I don't know who made this game up, but y'all should talk to Hasbro, you know, about making
it. Get it patented. Y'all stupid.
I love that. Talking with Thomas Rhett, his song, Slow Down Summer, top of the charts here in Houston and nationally, and we hope he's going to be coming to town for a tour very soon. So download that song. It's perfect for your weekend. And along those lines of Slow Down Summer, we do have a little game that we honestly thought we'd play with you.
Real quick, Slow Down Summer. The game is summer good, summer bad. Just answer with good or bad. Are you ready?
I got you.
All right, first one. Thomas Rhett, pineapple on pizza.
Good or bad?
Good. I love it.
Oh, crap. All right,
so
hang up. Somebody hang up on it right now.
Okay,
no.
Here's mine. Thomas Rhett, good or bad? Cocoa melon.
The worst.
Right, that's a good answer.
We're batting 1,000 on you and me becoming best friends, by the way. Final one on summer good, summer bad, cats.
Bad.
Yes!
My kids have been asking me for a cat recently, and I just don't know how to respond.
No, get them a pig, get them a horse, anything.
Dogs.
You know what, Thomas Rhett? You may be the perfect country music star for us. I mean, I'm going to say it. You're absolutely perfect. We love your song, Slow Down Summer, which we're getting ready to play for you guys here on the Morning Bullpen. And we sure appreciate you taking time to visit with us and bringing a little light to the world, buddy.
Man, thank y'all so much. I needed a good laugh this morning, so thank y'all for providing that for me.
Right. By the way, Slow Down Summer, did Daddy doodle that diddy or didn't he doodle that?
Daddy doodled that diddy.
Happy Fiesta Friday, brother.
All right, buddy. Thank y'all.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for money. Because Mo knows country.
She's on a roll like we've never seen. She is unbeaten in this game.
Uh-huh.
It's Mo knows country, and Anthony's like, oh, no. Here we go. Anthony, you think you can take her down?
I will, too.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Listen closely to how the game works, sir.
All right, we've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. And, Anthony, it's going to be yours because I have faith you're going to win. All you have to do is answer 5 country-related trivia questions. Now, the person with the most correct answers is going to win. But ties go to Mo. Why, Anthony?
Because it's her money.
That's exactly right. All right, help me get her out of here. Tell her to leave the studio.
See you later.
You're lucky, Anthony. Mo is out of here. So now, Anthony, here are your questions. Ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Comments about George W. Bush back in 2003 nearly derailed this group's career, but they're finally back out touring. Name that group.
Pass.
Okay, question number two. Alabama famously sang, quote, if you're going to play in blank, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Where were they talking about?
Texas.
Question number three. Don't be afraid of this one, okay, Anthony?
Okay.
This Taylor Swift album spent 275 weeks on the Billboard album chart. Can you name that Taylor Swift album?
A pass.
Question number four. Willie Nelson said, ironically, he was flying on a plane when he wrote one of the biggest hits in his career on the back of a barf bag on the plane. Can you name that big hit?
Oh, man.
Need an answer?
Goodness. Oh, man, pass.
Okay, all right, question number five. Maybe the storm winds weren't blowing in her direction, but did you know Tanya Tucker, or Tanya Tucker, depends on which way you say it, originally recorded this song, which went to number one for Garth Brooks back in 1991. Name the song.
Man, I'll tell you.
All right.
Okay. All right. I tried to give you some hints there, Anthony. I tried to help you out a little bit. But let's find out. Let's get Mo back in here. Let's get her back in. And how did he do, Eric?
All right. He got 1 out of 5.
Yes. All right, Anthony.
Mo, if you can get one, you'll time here.
Okay.
Here are your questions. Question number one. Comments about George W. Bush back in 2003 nearly derailed this group's career, but they're finally back out touring. Name the group.
The Dixie Chicks.
Correct. I would have taken the Chicks or the Dixie Chicks, either one. So, question number two. Alabama famously sang, if you're going to play in blank, you got to have a fiddle in the band. Where were they talking about?
Texas.
That is correct.
Wait, which one did Anthony get wrong?
He did not get that first one right.
Oh, Anthony.
So
all
now
right,
it's
let's
two
hear.
To one, Mo. Two all to right. one, Mo.
He did get Texas. He did
thank
get Texas.
Thank God, Anthony.
Trying to give you a clue here. Don't be afraid of question number three, Mo.
Okay.
Because Taylor Swift's album spent 275 weeks on the Billboard album chart.
Okay.
Name the Taylor Swift album.
I can, like, see the cover of it.
Mm-hmm. Need an answer.
With her precious, precious face on the front of it.
I need an answer.
I don't freaking know.
Fearless.
Eye roll.
He said, don't be afraid of this question.
Oh, I thought you were afraid of because I don't like Taylor Swift.
Don't be afraid of
this. Sorry, okay, I'm going to listen closely.
All right, fine. Question number four.
I'm ready.
Willie Nelson said, ironically, he was flying on a plane when he wrote one of his biggest hits on the back of an airplane barf bag.
That was On the Road Again.
That would be correct.
Yes.
On the Road Again. See, Anthony, ironically, he was on a plane.
Ironically.
All right, fine. Anyway, question number five. Maybe the storm winds weren't blowing in her direction, but did you know that Tanya Tucker originally recorded this song that went on to become a number one hit for Garth Brooks in 1991? Can you name that song?
Is it Thunder Rolls?
The Thunder Rolls. We'll take it.
Yeah,
correct.
We'll take it.
Thank you for the clue. Okay. Let's see what you're doing here with the little hints inside. I'm going to listen closely next time.
Anthony, I'm so sorry, buddy. Only one answer for you today, so you know what you got to say.
Yes, my name is Anthony, and I'm from Houston, and I lost because Mo knows country.
Anthony. Yeah.
Yep, that is right.
I love you, though.
It
that
hurts
right, Anthony.
All right, thank you.
We can do better. Tuesday, we'll play again. We have Monday holiday. So Tuesday, we'll play Mo Knows Country at 8:20 right here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.